Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to Austin, who is on a cell. Hi, Austin.
Hey, how you doing?
We're great.
This is just something that you guys said. You know, you cheat so much in golf, you don't realize you do it sometimes.
Yeah.
One thing I definitely do is when I'm in the bunker, I'll hit something six times, and then I'll count it as one. Or what me and some buddies will do... I'll just take the ball, chuck it on the green, and throw some sand up in the air like I actually hit it myself.
You throw the sand in the air.
Yeah, everyone's like, wow, nice shot. And I'm like, thanks, everyone. I really hit it there.
I hope that's exactly what you say. I really did do that.
Yeah, that was me.
That is... that's hilarious. 248-539-9797. What Phil did... What is the classic cheat move you've seen somebody? They do it so much they don't even know they're cheating. Michael, you're next. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, you guys got a great show today.
Thank you.
And Phil's pathetic, for one thing. But I got one. My buddy and I have been playing golf for 20 years together. And we get on the green. He's 6 feet away coming down the hill on a side bender. I'm about 18 inches from the hole, and he comes up to me and says, hey, Mike, how about good, good? I said, what the hell are you talking about, good, good?
I love the good, good call.
Down the hill, left to right, and I'm 18 inches, good, good? So, I mean, I know that's cheating, but every time he gets on the green, he wants to do the same thing.
Well, it's not cheating. I mean, if you guys agree to it, if you're playing for money, it's in – look, it's between you two if you want to do it.
We always play for money. That's what he's a typical, I'm not going to say that, he's a typical cheater. And he just does it every time. If we're playing for 50 cents or 10 bucks, good, good, huh, Mike?
But that's not cheating necessarily. That's just the offer. I do love the story because you hear it all the time. Good, good?
Sure.
Dude, I've got like a 2-foot putt and you're looking for a 6-foot snake. No.
Right, right. If we're both 18 inches, you got a deal, Ron.
Right.
No problem. Okay.
Thanks, funny guys. Good, good.
I don't, as a guy who doesn't golf,
yep.
Not yet at least, even though I've been on the
course.
You
golfed this once.
Yeah, I've golfed a few times. I don't golf regularly like you guys. I don't get the good, good. Don't you want a putt? Isn't that the reason you're out on the course? To hit the ball?
A lot of it depends on who. If somebody's breathing down your neck behind you on the tee box or whatever.
But I'm out there to hit the ball. I mean, why are we just not, hey, I don't have to hit this, right?
Well,
aren't we out here to hit it?
It's funny because... Of course, you're right. I was driving up north for a golf outing once, and I got a book on tape, The Zen of Golf, and it was some stuff about how to have more fun playing. And one of the things it said was, don't deny yourself the sound of the ball going
yes,
in the cup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like that's
very satisfying.
That is
it's a great
sound.
Yes.
Which any golfer recognizes, don't just say good from 2 inches. Go tap it in and hear it. That's good for you. It's reaffirming.
Which, by the way, I'm not convinced that they had, if you watched the tournament at all, did you notice that the sound of the ball hitting the cup was audible? Every mm-hmm. time that it went in there was audible. I'm not convinced that they had microphones mic'd up to catch that. I think there was somebody with a sound effect button that played it every time that the ball went in.
Hit the sound
it
effect?
Sounded like a video game I used to play on a computer back before we, yeah.
That's actually kind of funny.
And I laughed every time, like, that's not real. You know, you hear it rattling in the cup.
Right.
Come on. It's still great. And I do love that sound.
So you're calling shenanigans.
That they actually had those things mic'd up like that. But you could hear it every time the ball went in the cup.
Wow.
Hear this little rattling in the cup.
That's quite a call out.
Maybe I'm the only one who noticed that.
You might have been, but
King, you're right. But King's right on his point.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that would absolutely want to drain that putt because they want to hear that sound and there is a satisfaction to it.
That's me. Because
I'm
a golf.
The times that I don't just pick it up, it's good or whatever. It's pace of play. It's just, you're not going to miss a an 18-inch putt.
It's one of the biggest problems in golf, right, is slow play.
Okay, I get that.
So if you have a chance to pick it up and just say, okay, that's 6 inches away, I'm going to make that 99 times out of 100. Let's just count it and move on because this group's been waiting.
But it's like, you know, in basketball when a guy has a hard time hitting a shot, right? And he says he's just got to hit a free throw, see the ball go through the net or something. You got to hear the sound of the ball hitting the cup, right? Just the confidence level that I can actually make a shot. I can put the ball in.
Yeah, it would be. There's some truth to that. I get it.
But the pace of play, I totally get that.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Stacy in Commerce Township. Hi, Stacy.
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
I'm fortunate to play in a league, a little bit of gambling going on every Saturday and Sunday at Glenhurst. And I was new to the league, and I'm walking up to the green, and I see a ball rolling. And Victor is standing behind the pine tree. And I'm like, Victor, where's my ball? He said, yours is over there. I go, whose ball is that? He goes, oh, that must be mine. He sounded like Count Chocula anyway, but needless to say. I said, Victor, did you move your ball? Because when I walked up, that ball was rolling. He goes, yes, I kicked it. I said, well, what do you want me to do? I said, you better hit the parking lot right freaking now. Oh. I had to protect the rest of the field, which is about 40 guys playing golf for money. So that was the last day we ever saw Victor. Now the Victor rule is anybody who gets caught cheating.
Wow. Victor, you caught cheating, you got to hit the bricks.
You guys threw Victor out, huh?
Yeah.
He knew better to come back because I think that was his second time in two leagues at Glenhurst that he wasn't really welcomed.
Wow.
And every time he came into the clubhouse and we're all cashing in, he goes, oh, I won again. Well, everybody now like,
All right. Well, I do admit, if you're
playing with a foot wedge,
if you're playing for money, Victor should get thrown out. Nobody likes that. Nobody likes that. 248-539-9797. My champ is Brooks Koepka, Chump USGA, for allowing the course to become borderline unplayable on Saturday. Champ Brooks Koepka for winning the U.S. Open. Chump, everyone whining about Phil. These people need to relax. After all, it's just a game. Champ Nick Castellanos, Chump, the U.S. Open again, our country's major, and it's generally the worst of the four. That's from Greg and Novi. I wish you'd explain why you think it's the worst. I mean, I'm fine with it, but let's hear why. Why is it the worst? Because it's more challenging? 248-539-9797. Let's go to Kevin, who's next up. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, I got a comment on the Phil situation.
Okay.
In every professional sport, in football, you see defensive backs deliberately taking a pass interference call to break up a potential touchdown. In hockey, defensemen will do a holding or an interference sometimes to ruin a breakaway and a potential scoring opportunity. Why in professional golf? Because Phil elected to take a two-stroke penalty and not risk another three or four putt for an 11 or a 12. Is it such a problem? Just because he fully admitted he took advantage of the rule, he knew the rule, and took it, why is that so much different than other sports?
Well,
I don't understand.
It's different. Kevin, it's different because that's not the spirit of the rule in golf. He manipulated it and took a real risk that they were going to rule in his favor that it's just a two-stroke penalty, not a disqualification.
But there is no precedent that because any golfer has deliberately done a rule infraction, they've been DQ'd.
Well, look, I mean, I'm not that worked up about it.
I don't think Gator is either.
I know they cited, I think they cited Rule 1.2, the spirit of the game.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is, or the situation going forward is going to be, is if it happens again to another golfer, have they set precedence in the game?
They need to either change the rule or people are going to know that's the way it is. And I think they need to change the rule. I think they should change the rule for next year. I think they should make it more punitive without throwing people out. But you know what? Every amateur under the sun now is going to say, hey, I'm Phil Mickelson, and do that. And every pro is going to think, maybe I should just pull a Phil here. I mean, that is going to happen. All right, Gator. You kind of have one of those cockamamie, over-the-top theories, conspiracy theories, and you're getting some support.
With the sound of the golf ball rattling around in the hole?
Gator thinks that it's possible that Fox had a sound effect instead of mics in the holes at the U.S. Open. that Fox would just play a sound effect, a golf sound effect of a ball going in a hole. Gator, I thought the exact same thing about the cup sound. I figured it was a sound effect the way they were expertly timing it. That's from Jesse. Gator, agree 100%. Those cup noises were fake. I noticed it all weekend.
It's like they just took it from Golden Tee.
From Joe in Ann Arbor. That is a recorded sound. The golf ball in the cup. Fox always does it and has admitted it. Stupidest thing ever.
They've admitted it?
I don't know. Have they admitted it?
I don't mind it. I actually like the sound effect. It just started smiling after a while.
Do you think the one in basketball is fake too? When they swish the free throw, they have the mics turned up real loud and the whole stadium can hear it?
No, that I don't. Because they've got cameras sitting on top of the backboard.
I
don't think so.
Gator, the cups were mic'd up. If you noticed, you could hear the players talk around the hole too. That's from Chris and Royal Oak.
Yeah, because I think the boom mics are pointed at the players. I could be wrong. I'm okay with being wrong. If they did, kudos to Fox for miking up every single cup on a course.
How about this one?
But I don't think they did.
Chump is Gator for his idiotic comment about a sound button. Champ, all of us listening to his idiotic comment. Gator, I thought it was a sound effect too, but then I noticed different sounds like the flag stick going in. I think they had mics in every hole. That's from Brad and Westland. They have microphones in the cups. When I turned it on this weekend, I watched one of the players drop an F-bombs by the hole after missing his putt. It's not a fake sound effect. It was just well-placed microphones to get great feedback. Ha ha.
Listen, the microphones are all over the course because they want to pick up. You've got guys. First of all, you had the boom mic that you would see lying just off the green on every hole, right? That's going to pick up lots of sound. Maybe that's what picks up the sound on the cup. I don't know. To me, it sounded a little fake. That's all. And I enjoyed it. There it is. And I enjoyed it a lot because it took me back to the days when I would play. My brother had this computer golf game. And you would play like the TPC Sawgrass or something like that. And that's the sound it made when you would drain the putt.
So it reminds you of your youth.
Yes.
Your innocent days.
That's right.
248-539-9797. Barry.
So innocent.
Barry on a cell. Hi, Barry.
How you doing?
All right.
I'd like to address this Mickelson thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't in contention. Only made like $27,000, but let's say he was way up in the standings in a position that he would have made $150,000 and pulled that. Now, what it's doing is if we don't know if he would have let the ball roll, that he might have added three or four more strokes, dropped them down in the standings, could have been a $50,000 swing. So he's screwing the players under him.
By thousands.
That bogus rule.
Yeah, Phil ended up finishing tied for 48th, and if he was plus 16 for the tournament, let's say that he would have been two shots more. Okay, he should have taken a 12 on that instead of the 10. It would be plus 18, which would put him tied with Callum Hill at 61. The difference actually isn't that much. It's like $4,000.
Oh, I know at that point, but let's just say he in the standings or
the FedEx Cup and all that. That doesn't really matter to this either. It's a couple of points.
Well, somebody's getting screwed there, you know, and it's for money.
Well, but you don't know that they are, because he very well could have been just too. If the ball rolled to the bottom of the hill, he could have chipped up and tapped in and whatever.
Well, I mean,
and he may have hurt himself by doing what he did.
He could have hurt himself and he could have helped himself. We won't know. He shouldn't do it. He shouldn't do it. The damage is far less because he's out of contention, and it is a minimal difference at best. 248-539-9797. Don in Livonia. Hi, Don.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
A couple things on the golf. Isn't there a rule of sorts that, you know, when you put the ball in the cup, it's got to stay in the cup?
Yes.
Because if it goes in and it pops out, you didn't make it. So why would they have mics in all the cups especially on a major like that. They wouldn't. There's no way that they're mic'd up. It's just not feasible.
I think it is feasible.
Well, it's not like holding a stand-up microphone. I mean, yeah, we're talking about
teeny tiny over in the corner small. Doesn't impact, you know, maybe even where the ball couldn't touch it.
I wouldn't see them wanting to risk something like that. To me, that just doesn't make sense. I mean, I know that they can make them like the size of a button and everything, but to me, that's just risking it. I mean, you're draining a 80-foot long putt or, you know, a chip and it's slam dunk and it comes out. I mean, what would happen if that actually made an impact? I don't think there might
be a major problem if it made an impact, but I can't
see him doing where it's going to have an impact.
No,
like that.
I wouldn't think so.
No, but I mean, just say if Detroit Lions played the U.S. Open and made it, you know, you'd find
it would
a
pop
new
out.
Role
yes, you're that right about that. If the Lions were putting, it would hit the mic and pop out.
This
There's
is
no
true.
Doubt about it. God, I didn't. I thought he was bringing up something that couldn't possibly happen. Then he brought it full circle. Gatorade guaranteed. Fox has mics at the bottom of every cup. It sounded like Golden Tee. Their coverage is the absolute worst. Add golf to the long list of sports. Joe Buck is horrible at announcing. Phil was wrong, had a chance to do the right thing and withdraw. I lost respect for him. I was told personally by a friend working at the Golf Channel that all the bird noises you hear on TV are not real. That's from Chase in Detroit. Wait a second.
Really?
Are you saying, is this a direct accusation that on television broadcasts of golf, they pipe in birds chirping?
Ambient sound being piped in?
This is what they do?
Here, Phil has a very, very tricky shot here. He's laying four. He has to hit this putt just to save bogey. Oh, he's hit it long. He hit it way past the hole. He's running after it. I don't know why Fat Phil is running after it, but he is. And now he's hit it back up the hill. This makes no sense at all. That's a penalty. What has Phil done? Oh, they stopped the birds.
Speaking of birds, did you watch the Tigers? I think it was on Saturday. All the seagulls flying all over the place.
Yep.
I really thought we were going to have a Randy Johnson moment at some point.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see it either.
I don't want to see it.
I want the birds to go away. But there were pitches that were being thrown that were in danger of hitting flying birds flying across, balls that were batted into the outfield that scattered the birds. It was all over the place.
According to a story that came out a couple days ago and from the Sports Video Group, every hole, the golf hole mic, designed to listen in on golfers and caddies discuss strategy and also capture additional natural sounds. And they've got a picture of essentially that Fox replaces the regular hole with one of these. They must dig a deeper hole or something.
I don't know. It seems like it's every shot made the same sound, though.
Gator has his doubts.
I just have doubts. That's all. And again, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed hearing it.
I ought to get in more on this accusation by Chase in Detroit that his contact at the Golf Channel says the bird noises are piped in. Do you believe that?
I don't know. That's disappointing if that's the case.
Because
they don't need it.
No.
You can simply have the wind blowing into the microphones is fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.